Listen up, power pukes! This is Barbara Goodson, also known as Empress Rita from Power Rangers. You're listening to The Grid! Make my podcast grow!
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid. Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is...
The category is...
Spooky, Ooky, Halloween Realness. Joining me in this spooky commentary is Austin.
Hi. Who that?
And Amber.
I'm so startled.
So today we will be watching episode 21 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers season 2, titled Zed's Monster Mash, written by Cheryl Saban and directed by Jerry P. Jacobs. In this episode, on Halloween night, Lord Zed traps Tommy alone in an alternate dimension and puts him against a variety of monsters from his past. Zed in an episode that is on Halloween with revived monsters. Why does that sound familiar?
And not to be confused with Lord Zed's Monster Heads.
That's a little deja vu too.
They sound really similar. Zed's Monster Mash, Lord Zed's Monster Heads.
So this is the time where they didn't have everything available. So Lord Zed's Monster Head was more available for you to watch than Zed's Monster Mash, which wasn't on VHS. For those unaware what a commentary is, we'll watch the episode together and we'll talk over it. While you guys, gals, are non-binary pals and I'm gonna watch along on YouTube, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch these episodes, begin when the countdown tells you to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Ah! Stop with the flashes. Oh my god. I feel like I'm watching It Chapter 2.
Pose.
She's serving though. I stand.
Jorts.
I still need her pop, the Kimberly pop.
Putty fights.
What, like the helmetless one?
Didn't you get the translucent glittery one a few days ago or a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I got that a few weeks ago. I got that one and the metallic one.
Oh, nice.
So what I want to do on the top of my Power Rangers bookcase is my Pink Ranger helmet and then all the Pink Ranger pops.
Oh, fierce. I mean, there's a lot of Pink Rangers coming up, so you'll be able to do that real good.
Have a haunted Halloween.
Reach out to the community. No.
No.
All these fucking lazy parents dropping their kids off for these teenagers to take them trick-or-treating. I see you, Cheryl. Also, question? What costume company has the copyright to Power Rangers in this universe? Because they are banging on all these Power Ranger costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, not that papier-mâché shit, but...
Peace conference. Dropping it because half the cast is gone now. Fucking Diet Harley Quinn over here.
Fucking PG-13 Harley Quinn.
Let me speak to your manager. Thanks for taking my kids trick-or-treating while I can get drunk on the couch and watch Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why you gotta call me out like that? Well, I'm sorry. That sounds like the best Halloween night ever.
I mean, that's how you celebrate Halloween.
I mean, yeah. Girl, shut up.
This is already dressed as a mafia boss in a fucking gold ass fucking jacket.
Call me the butt pirate.
That 90s pumpkin transition.
Somebody got Avid working hard.
Zed and his Zussy, his dump truck.
Double him up.
You bitches objectifying Lord Zed.
Yes.
If any podcast objectifies Lord Zed, it ought to be this one.
Yeah. He's wearing a thong.
I mean, come on. He's ready to hit the pole. I'd do it.
Poor Zulfram. Only comic readers will get that reference.
We're queer. That means we love same sex and monsters. Like, that's just...
I will absolutely objectify men. Absolutely.
I mean, they do it to women all the time, so...
All these little babies dressed up as Power Rangers. Damn, Tommy got offended. He almost said underwear. Oh no, those are spicy cinnamon.
Like that whole loose candy. Yeah, that I'm just gonna throw in the bottom of my bag. As a child who grew up in the 90s, if it wasn't chocolate, I wasn't fucking interested.
Not even Sweet Tarts or like Nerds or something?
No, absolutely not. If it wasn't chocolate, it wasn't worth my time. Because people, if they didn't give you good chocolate, they would give you those nasty little like peanut butter candies that were like wrapped in black and orange wrappers. And they were fucking disgusting. It's like some kind of peanut butter taffy. Nasty as fuck! Well, after people stopped giving out homemade candies, because needles and shit.
I know, it's fucking amazing!
She's in pajamas, but also a bunny. That's an amazing costume.
Damn, talk about terrifying. These are more scarier than the Dark Rangers.
I mean, right? I'm just like, did you guys leave those helmets out in the sun?
Girl, these look better than the Dark Rangers. Are you kidding me?
I mean, honestly. I mean, scarier as in they're better designed.
You know what would have been funny is if in... I know, I won't say that. It's a Dino Fury spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
JK, I didn't say anything. We're watching the UK one, so I forget what's aired here. Yeah. Why would you... It's plastic! You can't...
Girl, he not smart!
Sister!
He dum-dum. Alright, this was when Bulk and Skull were on there. Where, well, who were the Power Rangers kick? God, look at that shitty Pink Ranger helmet. Like, what the fuck is that? And you have your hair hanging out from it? Cheapskate.
That's how all kids did it. That sounds pretty gay, I'm in.
Monster Bash.
Dark Dimension Monster Bash? Is it for goths? Because yes, please. It's nice to see a little girl's dressed up as the Red Ranger, though.
First female Red Ranger.
There you go. Fuck Charlie. Fuck that bitch.
Okay, dang.
That's Merman from He-Man. I know that fucking mask.
You
He-Man
would.
Exists in the Power Rangers universe. Confirmed. Fuck all y'all.
You work it, witch. Little witch bitch.
You can always trust goths.
Honestly.
That's what this proves to you.
Okay, so since this is a trend in Power Rangers Halloween episodes, how old were you guys when you stopped trick-or-treating?
When I was in the 7th grade.
Okay, pretty young, pretty young. I went through high school.
I had a pause where I didn't go for a couple years, and then my niece was old enough to go trick-or-treating, and then I started going trick-or-treating again.
I think I had a lull because of horror marathons on TV. So, like, that would be, like, the only chance I would get to actually watch one alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I stayed home for, like, probably a year or two. But then I was like, wait, but free candy. So.
My mom just gave me a bag of whatever I wanted instead. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Instead of getting candy I don't like.
Icon. No choice but to stan. Ninja.
You are all alone.
I think Tommy and I have the same haircut again.
You should do a Tommy cosplay.
Ew.
I'd rather put a cigarette out in my eye.
That was a very specific visual. Thank you.
I'll tell you real feel.
Zed's just really obsessed with having Tommy come to, like, his Halloween spooky orgy. Orgies are better when they're spooky, I do understand.
Duh. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And we never see him again. Because they probably didn't have the suits. It's nice to see a nut shot. Everyone's favorite monster.
What an icon. You mean, what's the goat's name?
Robo Goat?
You mean Robo Goat, Ranger Command's icon?
Sure. I mean, we have our little icon. Isn't Curio our unofficial mascot?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is baby. When's that Pudgy Pig figure coming
out? He's late
out?
For something. I wonder what's going on.
He's cheating on you.
There's this Australian exchange student that's been walking around, giving them eyes.
I mean, she kind of smells like kitty litter, but, you know, maybe she just has a lot of cats.
I mean, yeah, she's just a cat girl. Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, you're in, meow, meow.
Oh, good. You didn't think to call us when this happened?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because his morpher's missing.
Yeah!
See, it's an orgy. He's already making those noises. He's moaning.
Ew, you think that's what he says during sex? Like, he pushes in, he's like,
More like when he's getting pushed into. Ew! Look at second. See, you're telling, there's no way he's a top. No way. No way.
He is pretty sub.
I'll call you a big fat liar.
I think my favorite thing is when Turbo happens and then like fucking Justin tries to make those same kind of noises. I'm like, girl, come on now.
No, Justin's like, sa, 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 sa,
sa, yeah, sa, yeah, sa, sa, sa.
I mean, you can't talk shit about Blake Foster. He beat the shit out of, what's his name?
Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
The smack talk was so immaculate, and you fucking show up like that.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, I had secondhand embarrassment.
Part of me wants to think that maybe somebody, maybe just let somebody win.
For why?
I'm glad I wasn't that invested in that.
Maybe so that way they can have a rematch.
Ooh, there's some wire work for you.
Oh, okay, girl. You saw the wire, but all right.
And brought out the budget for that one.
Those are some, like, unnecessary flipping.
They're totally not fired.
Did Koichi direct this episode?
Catch! Throws it on the ground. Thanks, Billy.
Wait, it's broken shit!
He literally said catch, then threw it on the fucking ground.
And I threw it on the ground! I'm an adult!
Who the...
That's premature.
Who?
He was the wannabe ranger. He had the power to turn into any ranger he wanted.
There's our boy! A pumpkin rapper.
Where's the mixtape, pumpkin rapper?
For real, leaving us all hanging.
He's literally in only two episodes, and he's like one of the most iconic monsters in the show's history.
You know, yeah. The gay goths have like caught on to it.
Ugh, what is that voice? All high and nasally?
Is that what it sounded like in that episode with this monster?
I don't think so.
I don't even know what this monster
These
is.
These monsters, like, change voices.
Yeah, they're not all the same voices anyway.
I almost said, wait, is that monster Ivysaur? But that's a Pokemon.
No, in Venusaur Flytrap.
Mm.
There's no consistency with these voices. They just use whoever's in the studio at the moment.
It's like, can you make a weird voice? Yeah.
You're hired. Here's $5.
Accurate.
Fuck them kids. That's the parents' fault.
What happens when they're like, who the fuck are you?
I'm Alpha 5 of Alpha. Whatever.
That's totally Jason. Not just someone doing a voice like this.
Oh, tell me.
Sorry, it just feels good. It feels good sometimes just to do that.
Oh yeah, reuse those recycled footage.
I think they didn't actually use the pumpkin rapper giant fight in the first episode he was in.
Oh.
But now they're gonna fucking cut it to hell because it's a Thunder Megazord, so you're never gonna see them interact with each other. It's just gonna be punch, and then the monster is gonna be like, oh!
Yeah, the editing for this is so awkward, like, all season.
It's like, you got all this YouTube footage, and then you're like, oh, let's switch to the Thunder Zords, even though they don't interact with each other, so we gotta have to edit it in a way where they don't even, like, touch each other.
And there's plenty of shots where they just missed cutting out the other stuff.
The original,
like,
Megazord.
Whoopsie!
Oops. I mean, it's the same color, right?
No.
Peace sign.
Peace sign. White Ranger Tiger Power.
Power.
The way it runs.
They gotta make sure they put two words between white and power, though, just to be careful.
Yeah.
Tiger Power now.
Wait, he's the White Ranger?
He is right now.
Sorry. I just like the vocalization.
It's weird how, like, looking back on Mighty Morphin, the White Ranger suit does not go with.
Oh, it absolutely doesn't. I'm like, that very clearly feels like.
But then, like, growing up with this, it's like, oh, you just think they go together, but they really
don't. You don't think of designs like that, though. It's like, oh, it's a cool suit. It doesn't matter if it doesn't mesh with the others. They should have just fucking grown balls and just updated the suits.
Right? Ugh.
They still haven't used Die Ranger suits, except for those stupid Legendary Squadron scenes in Super Mega Force.
That don't count. Meh. Bye, bitch.
Eh. Waterfall.
Go Power Ranger.
Jesus Christ.
The Bediva Boo.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Still knows Jason, Zach, and Trini, I see. Yeah, especially the parents that are now drunk on their asses.
It's like a Hocus Pocus. Leave all the kids at home and all the parents go to a party at City Hall.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And these are Ice, remember? It's Ice and Aaron and Eddie.
What the?
Did they just Photoshop their faces green?
Yeah.
I like how he magically found his bandana in that, like, parallel footage woods.
We didn't even get to see Alpha with the children.
Girl, that was just a reason to explain why Jason, Zach, and Trini weren't involved with the episode. There wasn't any weight to that, bitch.
Stupid.
You know it's bad when they don't even, like, credit the voice actors who played the others.
Of course not.
Or, like, hold on, let's go find stock footage.
Alrighty, so that was Zed's Monster Mash from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2. Does anyone have anything to say before we wrap this shit up?
It's Mighty Morphin.
It's Mighty Morphin, like, yeah.
Mighty Morphin does not give. It does not give. Yeah, the Zussy. Hashtag Zussy. That was all.
It had Jutsu monsters fighting in a graveyard. That's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe in the 1990s, this was a hot ticket.
The vibes are not there.
They're not immaculate anymore.
And half the cast is gone because they fucking walked off sets. Because
Saban didn't want to fucking pay them money.
And this was before the Stone Canyon Trio arrived, so half the cast is not even there.
As much as I love the Stone Canyon Trio, the original trio would still be there if they had all stuck together and asked for more money.
They were afraid. They didn't want to lose their job.
I get being scared, but if they had all gone up against that, they would have no choice because they are not going to replace every single one of you.
Especially not Tommy, because at this point, Tommy's their RDJ. RDJ was the whole reason why the Avengers got paid more money.
Okay, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be continuing our October commentaries with a commentary for Grave Robber from Power Rangers Ninja Steel. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye!
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 Unpleasant dreams.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!